with a chance charity shop find. It ended with the grandson of one of our most important historical figures giving his opinion. The find was a frayed copy of the Irish Constitution, and it's what was contained inside the covers that has perhaps multiplied its value. Well, Brian O'Connell is here now. He has the story for us. Brian, you're very welcome. Tell us about this charity shop find, firstly.
Well, Keith O'Rean is a PhD student at Mary Eye College in Limerick. He studied history as part of his undergraduate BA. Now, a couple of years ago, he was browsing in his local Vincent de Paul charity shop in Limerick. His eye was drawn to a copy of the Irish Constitution, and he told me about his charity shopping habits and then his very lucky find inside the covers.
I used to go in between lectures and just see what I could find, and then I just came across this one day.
Was it sitting on a shelf or was it in one of these bargain baskets?
Sitting on a shelf, yeah, no, sitting on a shelf. And I just saw it was a very old, kind of tattered cover and everything, and I saw it was a copy of the Constitution. And I just picked it up and I thought that would be interesting. And I saw that the last amendment on it was 1941. So I knew it wasn't one of the earliest, but I knew it was relatively early. It wasn't until I brought it home that I realised the signature inside of it.
So you brought it home and opened it up. And where did you see the signature on it?
Yeah, it was just on the inside cover. And my initial reaction was that, well, goodness, is the, I didn't really kind of credit if it was the real signature, because I didn't think someone who would have a copy of the Constitution signed by De Valera would just simply give it to a charity shop, and kind of forgot about it. And then I was just rearranging some of the books on my own shelf there during the week, and I came across it again, and I knew I was meeting a friend of mine there in the college for coffee during the week, and I said I'd ask him about it.
This is Dr. Paul O'Brien, a man who...
This is Paul O'Brien.
Well, yeah. Known for going through historical archives and all the rest.
And I said, would you be able to get it verified? And he says, the easiest thing you can do now is put it on Twitter. No, I'm not on Twitter. He put it on Twitter to try and get it verified. And now, now I'm talking to you. So,
well, I don't know if you're aware, but in the meantime this morning, I know you're not on Twitter and you've been out for a cycle, but Eamon O'Queeve, who, as we know, of course, is Eamon de Valera's grandson, and I've just been talking to Eamon O'Queeve, and he says he has a couple of, obviously, copies of Eamon de Valera's signatures at home. And he said, yeah, it looks absolutely genuine to him.
Well, you can't get a better verification than that, really.
It's like the Antiques Roadshow moment, you know, when they're told it's worth it. What are you going to do with the bounty now?
Oh, I'll certainly keep it.
Will you? They all say that on the Antiques Roadshow as well, but I guarantee you 6 months later it's up for sale.
Other people have copies of constitutions or other things with his signature on it. So I don't know how common these things are.
How much did you pay for it?
50 cents.
It's worth more than that.
It's worth more than that. It says on the front of the constitution this should only cost 1 shilling, but I don't know. I didn't know the transfer.
So that's Keith O'Rean. There was a slight question mark because there was no fada over the Eamon de Valera signature. So who better to ask about the authenticity of it than Eamon O'Queeve?
Yeah, it looks very authentic to me. The fact that it is on a constitution would further verify that. But also look at the signature, and I have plenty of copies of the signature. It is an authentic signature. The issue was raised about the fathers. When his sight deteriorated, he stopped using the fathers because there would have been a difficulty in making sure the father got over the right letter. So that is the explanation for that.
Would he have signed a lot of things?
I think anybody who asked him to sign anything appropriate, he would have signed. And certainly he was very willing to sign things for us always as children. So he was very obliging that way. And I think anybody who ever met him found him a very, you know, amiable, easygoing, and the kind of person that would sign something for you if you asked him. I don't know how many of these documents are still extant. I would imagine a fair number of people have them in family collections. Other people obviously would have sold or disposed of, or particularly when older people die, if all their books are, you know, auctioned off or just sold off or given to bookshops or whatever, these things do turn up.
Well, there you go. Great stuff. So you were happy to authenticate, if you like, the signature on Twitter.
And, well, as far as anybody can, but yeah. Yes, it is. It is, as far as I'm concerned, an absolutely authentic. And then, as I said, it will be further verified by the fact that it's on a constitution, which was the kind of thing that people asked him to sign. And it matches two copies of the signatures that I have on Irish constitutions from about the same period.
Eamon O'Queeve, any idea how much this thing is worth now?
Well, I chatted to Ian White from White's Auctioneers. He reckoned a couple of hundred euro. Now, if it was Michael Collins, it'd be about 3,000 to 5,000 euro. I've actually put a couple of pictures up on Twitter of the Constitution signed. So he bought it for 50 cents, so it's a huge return on his investment.
Have you anything like this now? It's worth a few bob.
I was doing a story a couple of years ago and I down in Waterford and I popped into the local charity shop while I had half an hour to spare and I saw a copy of Brendan Behan's Borstal by first edition, 1958. So I bought it, I think, for 4 euro. But yesterday when I picked it up off the shelf at home, I noticed on the inside cover, it came from the Times Library in London. So I really hope it hasn't been racking up late fees since 1958.
That's going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, thanks very much for joining us now. We're going to go to the newsroom. Tá sé an am do príomhscéalta na nuachta le Vivian Trainor.